the government of Kenya is taking steps to make agriculture a mandatory subject taught in schools. The argument? Teaching young Kenyans about the economics and science of farming would better position young people to choose careers in agriculture, an area of need in that country. Kenya is not alone in the idea. Australia has considered it, along with Jamaica. Here in the U.S., the idea has never taken off, despite the aging demographics of U.S. farmers and a decline in the number of farms. Our next guest is passionate about agri-science education and why it matters here in Wisconsin. Roger King is the Agri-Science and Future Farmers of America advisor for Holman School District, where he's worked for 32 years. He was selected as the 2016 Teacher of the Year and the 2012 National Agri-Science Teacher of the Year. He and his wife operate a small farm in Holman. Roger, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, Roger, make the case for us. Why would you like to see more agriculture taught in our schools?
Well, the statistics kind of speak for themselves in regards to knowing that we have a need for agricultural people to replace the jobs that we have, or currently the needs that we will need in the future for the jobs we have. Wisconsin Ag Facts are basically telling us right now that in about 2020, we're going to be looking to need somewhere around 132,000 employees will be needed to fill that job need just in agriculture. And my perspective on why we need those people to fill the jobs are, I think agriculture is charged with feeding the world and providing food and fiber to the world. And if that doesn't occur, I think there's a lot of detrimental effects economically, and it just, I think, snowballs in a lot of directions.
From where you're watching this, do you see young people wanting to go into agriculture, even maybe it crossing their mind that a career in farming, in agriculture, is an option?
I see students interested in it. I certainly see that students have seen through the availability of ag programs in the state of Wisconsin that they're well-versed in the number of different pathways that they can get jobs in, all the way from agribusiness to food processing to power and animal science. And those pathways are all areas that those students can get a job and not necessarily be on a farm, but directly impact that agriculture community in regards to both food and fiber in the small community as well as into the larger communities and beyond. So students are well aware of that, and students are getting, you know, continually to going into those occupational areas with that diverse opportunity in other in all areas of agriculture.
Now, if we've got the students in schools studying agriculture, great. Do we have the teachers to teach them?
We don't. That's probably the bigger problem that we have in both nationwide and in Wisconsin. Last year alone, or in 2015, the statistics from the National Agricultural, the NAAE organization, we were short, or we had a 287 teacher deficit in the United States. And so that meant that either positions were filled with people that were non-licensed teachers, or the programs didn't even get offered. So is it a small impact, 287? Well, if you put 100 to 200 students in that program, it can be compounded pretty largely.
We're talking to Roger King from the Holman School District. He does agricultural education there, works with FFA, the Future Farmers of America, talking about agricultural education in our schools. He would like to see more of it. Roger, what does this look like when you teach a class, when other people teach classes? What do students do? What do they see?
Well, when we provide an opportunity for students that come into our classroom, the number one thing we take and look at is, when you get involved in an agricultural education class in Wisconsin and throughout the country, we look at what we call a three-circle model. We look at classroom and laboratory instruction, something that really gives them a base of experiential learning, you know, that connects to both something, a classroom that's hands-on and engaging, inquiry-based. And then we connect that a little bit with that experiential learning, which is some type of a project-based activity, if that means learning how to grow a crop hydroponically, experimenting with a better way to grow crops organically, getting involved in a business and industry job. And then lastly, we try to really look at the leadership development of those students, because we'd like to have those students also be leaders in our community. So when you get in an ag education class in Wisconsin, it looks a lot different than maybe the regular ed classroom, because there are three components: the classroom, experiential learning, and leadership.
Suppose, Roger, I'm a student who knows I'm not going to go into agriculture or those other related careers you mentioned. What do I get out of an agricultural education class?
Well, if a student comes into my classroom and you know, rightly doesn't have an interest in agriculture, the thing that I really attribute to the value they get from me is, number one, as I continually provide them certainly that leadership development opportunity for them, because they can be in FFA and in the future maybe not be involved in agriculture. They're certainly going to get some experiential learning, because I am going to ask them to look at something you have a passion for and do some research on it and try to expand your knowledge in the area that you are interested in. And then lastly, I'm certainly going to take and look at my classroom as a very hands-on laboratory activity. I'm going to give you lifelong learning skills, things that help you be a great problem solver, things that you can do in the classroom that will make you very productive in the workforce. I want you to take and be able to see the big picture and contribute in any avenue of career that you're looking at.
You know, Roger, a while back on the show for our music series of all things, I was talking to a band leader from Rock County who also works on his family's farm, and he talked about how high-tech farming is nowadays. People think it's this rustic, sort of old-timey thing, but he talked about using drones and these really high-tech computer-controlled, moisture sensors and irrigation systems. Is farming an opportunity to give people training in technology and the other STEM fields, for that matter, that everybody's talking about wanting more of?
Without a doubt. I mean, agriculture is, I think, prime, you know, the area to take and look at that. When students ask me about, well, what's agriculture, Mr. King, how do you look at that? And I say, well, to me, there's three avenues of agriculture that we have. We have technology-centered agriculture, just as you spoke, those areas of agriculture that are looking at robotics and the high-end things that are, realistically, we are trying to make agriculture more productive. The statistics speaks for themselves. The amount of beef cattle that are in this country, you know, maybe down from what they were, but we're growing them faster. We're growing them more efficiently. We're growing them on less land and those kind of things. But then we also look at organic agriculture for those that really are looking at that avenue of agriculture, because there's a niche of individuals that want that particular agriculture, which has to use another avenue of technology and looking at good testing equipment and making sure that things are growing well based on soil nutrients and all those kinds of things. And then you have the traditional agriculture that kind of blends the same. I need to be efficient, so I use some of the technology, but at the same time, I'm really a steward of the land and those kind of things. And so as you look at those things, agriculture really brings about the avenue for students to, boy, I can take that whole thing to be an operator of a drone, so I can take and look at field scouting, or I can take and be looking at the other end and putting my safety glasses on and going into a laboratory and doing a DNA test so that I made great selection, a job in selecting the next animal that I want to have bred to my herd.
And do you do a lot of cross training with other teachers at the school? I mean, farming, you could see obviously a lot of biology opportunities there, chemistry, probably math. If you look at, you know, the budget of a farming business, you could get into the social sciences too, with all the social issues related to farming and agriculture. Do you have that kind of teamwork there?
It is. I mean, in fact, prior to getting on the interview here, one of our math instructors was down here for about an hour, and we were talking about the class that we're teaming together and sharing experiments that we're looking at that help to take in what we call bring meaning to math, meaningful science, the things that really bring the other areas of curricula to a meaningful level. That educator said to me, and he, as he was sitting and we were talking, he says, I'm writing a letter to the parents and saying, if I can't tell you why this concept in math is important, I shouldn't be teaching it. And so to me, he's using the agricultural classroom as that laboratory because he sees all the connections related to it. And obviously those pathways that we have, both from plants, animals, and resources, just continually connect those. Science the same way. I mean, we have a hydroponic greenhouse here, and it's constantly, you know, testing and changing those kind of things. So, you know, how does the water, you know, work for things, and, you know, all the things that we have to do to grow an efficient crop. So, yeah, it's connecting to the other areas is a continuum, and I'm fortunate enough to have, you know, a math department that's coming down and saying, we need to change how we deliver math.
We're talking with Roger King. He's the AgriScience and FFA, that's Future Farmers of America, advisor in the Holman School District. We're talking about whether or not agriculture should be a required subject in our schools. And we want to know what you think at 800-642-1234. Do you think agriculture, AgriScience should be a required subject for kids in school? Or at least do you want to see more of that kind of education? Did you learn about it when you were in school? What do we lose when children growing up don't have agricultural literacy? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. Roger King stays with us now. He's the AgriScience and Future Farmers of America advisor in the Holman School District. We're talking about whether or not agriculture should be a required subject in our schools. And we want to know what you think at 800-642-1234. Do you want more farming, more agriculture programming in schools here in Wisconsin? Is there time in the school year to make that happen? Do you teach this in your school? Or are your kids taking classes like this? Did you take it in schools if you're getting ready to go back to school yourself? Would you like to see this? 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go right to our callers. Kathy is with us in Catawba. Kathy, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I definitely would like to see more agriculture classes. My oldest son was able to take had ag class up here, and then they discontinued the ag class, and we're among a group of parents that really struggled to try to get them to reconsider, to consider the ag classes as one of the science requirements. And they just figured there aren't enough kids interested in ag and discontinued the program, and it's really a shame.
Kathy, thank you so much for sharing that. Roger, is that the trend, you think, fewer of these, or are you starting to see a revival of agriculture education?
Well, I think the potential for the potential for our agriculture classes is out there, and there are schools that are requesting that, but again, we are looking at that supply line. You know, we are still really struggling with a supply line of educators that have a true agricultural education, degree in teaching the agricultural classes. I mean, bringing in a science educator to teach agriculture is closely related, but it's not directly related to the curriculum based on the methodologies, pedagogy, things that we have, and so on. So it really isn't the same kind of delivery. And as far as the science equivalency credit is concerned, the state of Wisconsin, Department of Public Instruction, has a process set up where we can crosswalk with the science standards in Wisconsin and have those classes considered a equivalent credit in science in a variety of different areas. And there's a number of schools in Wisconsin that have that completed.
Thanks so much for that call. We'll go next to Grace with us in New Glarus. Grace, hi.
Hello. Thanks very much for this show. Roger, thank you for the work that you're doing. And I think your previous caller, Kathy, I totally feel her pain about the agricultural classes being taken out of her son's curriculum. I actually lived on a ranch when I was very young. We raised beef cattle, horses. My grandfather also raised all sorts of crazy birds back in the 50s, emus and rheas and cranes from Africa and all sorts of stuff like that. But we later, while I was in high school, I lived in an area that was primarily rural. There were some enclaves of higher income housing developments. When our high school finally put a couple of ag classes in when I was a senior, some of the people who lived in the hoity-toity areas thought that was ridiculous. And I looked at one of these women and I said, not everybody is going to go to college. Many of these kids are growing up on fifth-generation family farms, orchards, and such. Why shouldn't there be classes that will help prepare them to take over their family's farms, learn how to work on the equipment, and learn more about orchard production and so on and so forth?
Grace, thanks a lot for that call. Appreciate that. And Roger, the two aren't mutually exclusive, right? Going into college and working on a farm or working in the agricultural industry.
Well, today's technology that we have and so on is, you know, we have farm industry short course that is specifically targeted to students and to go on to want to do or get involved in production agriculture on maybe a family farm or their own, you know, work out on a farm at some point that is offered at UW-Madison. And it is that production-based thing because the knowledge that you need to be efficient in agriculture needs to, you know, be continually growing in that particular individual. I'll share a story with you. I went to take a group of our students on a field trip, and we wanted to see a robotic milking system. And so this gentleman walked in, you know, showed us his robotic system, and I said, by the way, could you tell me your background and what kind of things? He says, I have a degree in math and physics. And he says, I still think I'm not prepared enough to take work in the world of agriculture because it's so it changes so fast. And the technology. I mean, we have to get specialists. It's kind of like asking the general public today to take your car that doesn't start and fix it yourself. Well, agriculture has come to that point, too, where we have so many high-level technology things that, to save money, you learn it on your own or you buy that equipment. Well, it's not practical for somebody to have their own backyard auto shop to clean, you know, fix their car. And so agriculture is kind of in that same mode of things. We need people to value that and continue to support that production agriculture. And, I think it's just really a positive thing is continually looking at opportunities for students in high school that relate to agriculture.
Grace, thanks for that call and for sharing your experience. We're talking to Roger King from the Holman School District. He is involved with agriculture education there, a big advocate for it, says we need more of it in our schools. Back to our callers now. John is on the line in Oconomowoc. John, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What do you think?
Good. I'm definitely a big proponent for more agricultural education. I am a dairy farmer. I'm actually out sitting on my tractor right now as we speak. Agricultural education is very important because as a farmer, I realize we need to have very, very smart, intelligent, well-educated people to continue to move agriculture ahead. But also, just as importantly, you know, I believe it's less than 1% of the population in our country is engaged in producing food. And we need to do a better job of educating the other 99% about where our food comes from and how it's produced and that sort of thing. And so even if a high school student didn't go on to a career in agriculture, they'd have a better understanding of the food system, how it works, and how things find their way from the field to our table.
John, thanks so much for the call. And bringing up that point, because that's something we haven't gotten into, Roger, and this is something that people, I think, argue for this kind of agricultural education, is we're disconnected from our food. We get it from a store. We have no vision of how it's created for us. Is that part of the goal here?
Well, I think it is. We always talk about this, we want to learn the basics. At what point do we take and not look at the basics of agriculture in our world being a part of school? I mean, I want you to learn the basic math. Well, what about basic agriculture? What about basic home care? What about basic financial literacy and those kind of things? And so it continues there. And I'm a believer that, you know, smart consumers make smart decisions. Well, we've got most consumers that three times a day are have to make a smart decision on the food they have in their, you know, on a daily basis. You know, we're making those decisions when we're buying things and what have you. And so if we equate it from that standpoint, we continually need to look at that literacy kind of thing, because we are, like one of the callers, there's generations removed from the farm, and we're losing touch on how it's produced and so on.
John, thanks for the call. Roger, just briefly, because we're almost out of time, if a school district administrator, teacher, is listening right now as they set up the classroom and thinking, we need this, what is a good first baby step they could take in a school that doesn't do agricultural education?
I think a baby step is to start to advocate with your community on having the availability of the value of that to their community. The value meaning, what direction do we go? I look at it from the standpoint of how can you look at how you change the delivery of all the curricular areas. You look at how it connects to math, science, social studies, and all the other areas, and it brings meaning to all those areas. And it brings in STEM. It brings in all of the things that we advocate for, that higher test scores, because we do lifelong or long-term learning projects and those kind of things. It's nothing but a positive value to a school district when you start looking at it from the integration to other subjects, test scores, attendance, because there's a valued connection. And certainly you can't forget, if you add FFA, the leadership component.
Roger, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That's Roger King, AgriScience and Future Farmers of America advisor in the Holman School District. He joined us to talk about teaching the next generation of farmers. You can still share your thoughts on agriculture education on the Central Time Facebook page.